And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okie dokie.
Two things. First of all, we're just talking about like the funny thing about how people try to give away their pool tables and their, what was the other one?
Pianos.
Their pianos and all that. Somebody said, don't forget the hot tub.
Hot tub. Oh.
Yeah, the hot tub. You know, once it breaks, you can't really find anybody to fix it. And then it just, didn't you make yours into a planter?
Yeah, mine was a little different though. You couldn't give it away. It was built in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so you grew tomatoes.
Yep, yeah. I did. Yeah, I put dirt in there. Turned it into the hot tub garden. Didn't do so well, though.
No.
I don't know what happened there. Maybe too many chemicals in there.
And then the other thing I just want to point out, and I know I say this several times because it is, in fact, true, but man, you are a fun sucker.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
You, fun sucker.
What did I do? What did I do to suck the fun from anything?
I was just showing Carson this really cute jacket from Canada Goose that I really want to get. And I was like, oh my God, isn't this cool? And he's like, oh my God, Bree would love that. And I'm like, oh, is that? And you're like, yeah, my Des Moines Duck jacket should be here anytime.
Des Moines Duck.
I cannot afford Canadian Goose. It's a very expensive. I have to go with a lesser brand called Des Moines Duck. They make fine quality stuff. They make those fur hats. I love hats with fur.
I cannot be serious about anything in here as far as fashion or whatever. I'm like, it's Canada Goose, and it's really cute, and you're like, yeah, the Des Moines Duck. Oh, God, come over here and see it, Jamie. And there's no website called the Des Moines Duck. And I was like, what? And he goes, no, I'm serious. There's a website. I go over there. There's no website. He totally lied to me. I was going to look at his Des Moines duck jacket.
Hey, Spadil, I think I'll get you a jacket for Christmas. Des Moines Duck.
I like that name. It kind of rolls off the tongue. It'd be a good brand, I think. I could see it in like a Costco, you know?
In a Costco.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I said it. When I said it off air, it took Jamie a while to get it.
Yeah.
She's sitting there on her phone like this, and all of a sudden, I get it. And I'm like, okay.
Oh,
all right,
my
finally.
God. All right. I swear. All right, a couple of things. I guess Shawn Mendes doesn't know if he is this way or the other way. He doesn't know if he's that way or the other way. He doesn't know about his sexuality, which is fine. I don't care. But boy, if I'm Camila Cabello, if I'm her, I'm like, dude, did I just turn you gay?
Yeah. Yeah, it does make her feel like that she's like a testing person or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you mind if I experiment with you? Yeah. Take your shirt off.
Honk, honk.
Yeah, that didn't really do much for me.
Yeah, it's all for you.
Let me go over here and see what Robert's doing. Robert, drop trowel. Oh, yeah. I think I know now.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. What? So he was playing Red Rocks on Monday, and I guess he made this whole big statement that he's trying to figure out his own truth.
I don't know if I'd ever get on stage at Bar Bingo. Now, that's the only crowd that I ever have,
right,
okay?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Jamie and I are up there on stage.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd address this issue up there.
Would you try it and see how it plays?
I don't know. Maybe the next one. I don't know. But then again, maybe it's the ideal place to do it. I don't know.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because I was thinking like, all right, so you're at Red Rocks, the most amazing, and you decide to talk to this entire audience about your sexuality. It just seems very odd.
It seems very almost conceited that they care enough that I need to tell them this.
Yeah.
It's so narcissistic. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah, it's.
And I make the joke about Bar Bingo, but that's what it would be like. It would like me showing up at Bar Bingo and say, "Folks, I got a little line. I got a little announcement for you. I'm not sure if I like her or him. Can't figure it out up here. I don't get it."
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I hope that happens at the next Bar Bingo. That's all I got to say.
There are times that I feel like you're confused.
Whoa!
Well,
whoa.
I do.
That
I do.
Is a lot
he says he experiments.
Oh my God!
I
he didn't.
I
no,
did
he
one time.
See?
Okay.
See?
Oh my God.
See, I drug
that's
it out of him.
I know.
See, see,
I'm
here, let's
straight.
Go there. Let's go there.
That's
okay.
How I know I'm straight.
Do you know now?
Yes.
Okay, here's what happened. Here's what happened. Nothing sexual happened.
I got him going. Just stop. Let me
hit
get
on him, and he thought about it for a second, but then nothing happened.
No, something happened. He told me that.
Oh.
We were in the bathroom. He was standing next to me, you know, how those urinals are lined up in there. He goes, man, I got to tell you something, B. It's just like that. It came up.
Yeah.
Just felt the need right there.
Wash my hands and left.
Nothing happened.
Well, that was close.
Somebody said, hey, and then he was a little, maybe, perhaps.
He enjoyed it. Why are you covering for him?
I'm not.
He enjoyed it.
That's the story. What?
I didn't enjoy anything. That's how I know I'm straight.
See?
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
Well, just a little bit. You enjoy it just a little bit.
No.
A little bit.
No.
Tiny bit?
Nothing
happened.
Stop trying to make him say yes.
Oh, that reminds me, we have the prison menu coming up later.
Okay, was there a sword fight?
No.
Little bit.
Not.
Little bit. Little bit. Little bit.
I'm not going to go into like specific details, but something did happen.
All right, there we go. Home run, BJ.
But then.
Yeah. Smidil,
just stop talking.
But then, I don't feel bad, like embarrassed at all.
I'm doing a sack dance.
So, I don't know. But yeah.
I was right.
I experimented, and then I found out that I was not into that at all. And now I'm stoutly straight.
Okay.
All
right. So now you know.
In my opinion, I'm the only one on the show who can know that he's straight because I'm the only one.
Exactly.
Who's put himself in the position.
You know what?
To
you are right.
Hello.
You are right. Wow. You
got me on that
Jamie,
one.
Jamie said she's tried.
Well, I forgot about
that. So you guys are in the same
boat.
Than
you.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you for being honest, Spadil Mendez.
But I will tell you this. Mine was by accident. I was pretty much passed out next to my husband.
Yeah.
And we were at my friend's house, and all of a sudden I was like, whoa, this is weird. My husband's laying right by me, but I feel something weird.
Yeah,
right? And
right,
I'm like,
right.
And I look at my husband, and I was like, how is he doing that?
He's not moving.
Like, we're totally asleep in the guest bedroom. And I'm like, how is he doing this? And I look down, and there's my girlfriend, and I go, what the hell? And she goes, bye. And then she took off.
Oh, she's up. I gotta go.
I love the honesty this morning.
So mine doesn't really count because I was almost violated, like pretty much.
You were attacked.
So.
But not Spadil.
Wow. No.
But it's funny because what you do realize is that women are better at it.
Well, they know where everything is.
Oh, yeah. And I even was with a surgeon. You're thinking, no, what parts of the boat there are.
Yeah.
I mean, he studies the body. So.
Who bought a boat? Hey, what did we go into? The marine life. I didn't get what? Boat. What the hell?
Are we done?
We've been done.
Okay. Yeah.
We have been done.
Well, I mean, I have Travis Kelce singing. Did you want to hear that?
Screw Travis.
Wow.
All right, listen. Prison Menu, man.
Oh, it's exciting.
It's a hit. Mm-hmm. It is a hit. I'll explain, and when we come back,
we'll
explain. But, man, I'm telling you, people are... We've had hundreds of requests this morning. BJ, don't forget about the Prison Menu.
We had one.
Yeah.
I know, but it feels like 100. I mean, jeez. It does. Coming up next, hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys,
what you gonna do? 15 minutes.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
I gotta tell you, man, it's pretty exciting every day when you hear that music now, knowing this new feature's on the air. It's only gonna be on the air for a week, but it's still a great feature. People are just screaming for it. This is Prison Food. Prison Food, what's being served at the Big House this morning? Your Big House meal.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's how it all started, okay?
Thanks to Nathan, right?
Nolan.
Nolan.
Why do I always call him Nathan?
Well, you know him as inmate number 68444. So that's if you get the name wrong, that's okay. Because as long as you get that inmate number right, that's all that matters over at the big house, okay? All right. So listen. We were talking about P. Diddy being locked up.
Right.
Now, he's in a jail somewhere in New York. I don't know if it's federal. I don't know where he's at, okay? But we had a fan of ours that's out at the prison. They've been in the big house over here for, since 2020, according to the letter. And he wrote us. His name is Nolan. Inmate number 68444. And he says that he listens to the show every day, and he thought, since he heard us talking about P. Diddy and what he probably is having in prison compared to being on the outside, that he'd send us the menu.
Yeah. So BJ made it into a freaking feature.
Yeah. And let me just read the first part of the letter because it just, I get a tickle from it. It's just very funny. Good morning, morning show. My favorite morning show, BJ, Jamie, Carter and Dylan.
That's the part he loves.
All right, I'm done with that part. I just like to say that every day.
I've been hearing this for 5 days.
I know. He called you Carter.
All right, he says, recently on your show, BJ, you were wondering what our food is like here in prison. Well, I can tell you that every prison, the FDC facilities, they all have the same menu. They give us a menu every week, and here it is. Now, today's menu, it looks pretty darn good, actually.
Today is Wednesday.
I might run out there for lunch. I mean, it's nice.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. All right, today, they started the day out there with pancakes and oatmeal.
Oh, I love pancakes.
You remember, it was yesterday was bran flakes for breakfast?
Yeah.
They like to clean them out, if you know what I mean, with those bran flakes.
Okay, the joke was yesterday. Let's move on today.
Still works today. That's a great joke for a Wednesday, too. If it works on a Tuesday, it'll work on a Wednesday. Today, it's pancakes and oatmeal. All right? Now, for lunch today, if you want to swing by for a little grub, hamburgers.
Ooh, okay.
Or if you're vegetarian, they always give you that vegetarian, choice
option.
Out there.
Option.
Yeah. And simply because I guess they have a lot of vegetarians in prison. I think once you go to prison, you just eat whatever they give you.
Yeah, right? Like, who cares?
Yeah, right. If it's tofu, you get tofu. If it's not, it's not.
I can't believe they give them options.
I can't either.
I know. That's kind of fancy.
I don't even get options at my house.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Hamburger for lunch.
Like a Bud's Burger? I'm thinking about having one of those today.
I don't know. I'd say the lockup hamburger's pretty good.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I mean it's hard to get.
Yeah. I'm with you. Right. You can't screw it up.
I think we all know. Okay. Black bean burger. That's your option.
Oh.
The old black bean burger. Never had one.
Nope, me either.
Doesn't sound great.
Do they get fries?
Doesn't say.
Huh.
Doesn't say. I'll bet you it's a salad.
Yeah.
Salads are cheaper.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, salad sounds good to me. Okay. All right, hamburger, black bean burger. That's for lunch today. For dinner, you're going to stick around for, a little TV and a little dinner.
Where
stick
else
around.
Are they going to go?
Yeah, where are they going to go?
What, are they going out? Sizzler?
I think I'll skip out on dinner tonight.
Well, the gentleman out there listening to the program this morning, and they're hearing this, I like to give them a little bit of hope that they might be going home today. Okay. So I like to put it that way simply because in their head they might be thinking, I might not be around for dinner. I might get to go home today, even though I've got 20 years left on my sentence.
I'm just reminding them if they wouldn't have done what they did, they could have endless breadsticks and salad.
Well, today it's going to be beef tacos, okay? You're going to have a chance or a choice, a beef taco salad for dinner. Okay. I don't know if salads in a prison for men actually work for dinner.
Well, it's a taco salad, so it's got a ton of hamburger in it.
Yeah, but it's still not enough. I mean, these are growing men.
Well, maybe they can have seconds.
You think
they can have seconds?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they're banking on the commissary on some of this stuff.
Okay.
Or if you are vegetarian, you will have soy taco salad.
Oh, okay.
Imagine. So yesterday for dinner, they had Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking big house lockup Salisbury steak. Mm. And today, if you don't eat beef, you're having soy taco salad.
Delicious.
Man, if you even eat that soy salad, You, that should take 10 years off your sentence right there.
For just getting it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got the soy salad.
Oh,
okay.
Man, you get to go
knock
home
some
early.
Ears off.
You get to go home early if you eat that crap, you know? All right, there you go. There you go. How'd you like that?
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I feel like going into Thursday on this because, I could do Saturday and Sunday because we won't be here for that.
You know what? I won't be here on Friday. Why don't you go ahead and do it then?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm taking Friday.
Do it now for you.
No. I'm taking Friday.
I'll do it now for you if you want.
Parents' weekend at my son's university. And so do Saturday. And it make more sense on a Friday, right?
No, Jamie, you've given me an idea. It's a great idea. The idea is to do it for you today so you don't miss out on it on Friday.
I feel like we wrapped it up. Yep.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Go ahead and text me. Let me know how much you love the feature. What you gonna do? Prison food. All right, 51059 is the text line. Just let me know how much you love it.
DJ and Jamie.
You know, I gotta say something here because.
What do you gotta say?
Well, I know you can't tell because of all the joy and happiness in my attitude this morning. But I'm a little bummed about something.
Oh.
I'm a little bummed about this weather.
Why?
Because I wanted the great blizzard of 2024 today. I felt like that we were at least going to get a dusting of snow. A little bit of snow. Maybe even more moisture than what we have.
Well, it's still and early. It's supposed to come later. On my weather app, it's supposed to come later. So
are you sure?
Just hang on to your shorts.
Okay.
By the way, though, I will tell you that my Facebook memories show that we had a good storm on this date in 2018 and a great storm in 2019 on the same date. And that my fish, James Bond, died on this day.
Aww. No kidding.
Yeah, he was
on this day.
Remember he had that big ulcer on the side of his?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And I popped it with a pin and it killed him.
Huge bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It told me to do it on YouTube.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. That's the instructions. I remember. No. You didn't murder that fish.
Yeah.
That fish, you were told to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, here's what gets me sometimes, though, and I worry about my memory. Because every time, if it weren't for Facebook memories, would you ever remember those snow events that happened
this time?
No, and
I wouldn't remember I even had a beta fish named James Bond.
No, but you see what I'm saying?
But that's why you need that one pill. So that lady, she's in the grocery store, she's like, Tom, Larry, Carl, Frank, that's right. Remember?
What pill?
It's a pill for your memory. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a commercial. Haven't you guys seen it?
Yeah,
yeah. And she's in the grocery store with a friend, and there's this guy, and he walks up, and she's like, Tom, Frank.
Would remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I just take this pill.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Fidel, what is it?
Prevagen.
Prevagen. That's
no
it.
No kidding.
Yeah,
are there any side effects? Can you read off the side effects for me?
I'll look. Hold on. Prevagen.
If you could, read the side effects. Because I always like to pay attention to the side effects. I think they're important.
It says you can experience headache, dizziness, nausea, memory problems, trouble sleeping, nervousness,
Back up a bit. So this pill is going to make
memory problems. Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at, okay?
Wait,
supposed to take this for my memory, but I could have a memory problem.
That is so weird.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Jamie White, for prescribing
that
to me.
Why would that be a side effect of a memory pill?
Are you sure that's what that's...
Yes, I'm reading it. I'm reading
No. Are you sure that's what Prevagen is for?
Yes,
for
memory? I remember it. Yeah.
It's always advertised as a
memory. Yeah.
But you could have memory problems?
That's what
side effect?
Yeah. That's like taking Imodium and then it says it may cause poopies.
Yeah.
If you're taking Prevagen and you're listening to this program right now and you continue to take it, you're a dummy.
Yeah, that's a weird...
Because if it's got a side effect of causing memory problems and you're taking it for your memory, that's a big problem.
It's a big problem, right? That's so weird.
These side effects drive me nuts. Every time I see a commercial that's got anything to do with anything medicine, you know?
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts. Some of these, I mean, if you listen to them, 9 out of 10 will even say causes death.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
That's what's, they're in there and people go ahead and take it.
Yeah, or like you can't fight infection. remember? Or tumors. And, yeah. Well, remember that one that was really good? They were real big on saying anal leakage.
Oh, my gosh. It was like every other word.
Yeah, I remember we would laugh like when we were little kids. We're like, they said anal leakage. I have one more Facebook memory.
All right.
And so I finally have proof because I don't think you ever believe me how I eat Twix.
Yeah.
And I'll post it on Facebook.
But all right.
That's how I eat them.
Oh, yeah.
You've just scraped them.
Yeah. You just take off the chocolate and the caramel, and you leave the cookie.
I've never seen that in my life.
Yep, you just throw away the cookie. Yeah. It's useless.
You've got a few dead soldiers there.
But now do you finally believe me?
No, I saw that picture once before. Yeah, okay. I've always believed you. Yeah. It's Carson, the one that doesn't believe you all the time.
Because it's so hard.
Oh, Carter. Yeah, Carter. Carter doesn't believe.
Because it's so hard to believe that someone would actually do that.
Yeah. I know. Well, see, I buy Twix because I don't like them. And so it's always in my head, like, oh, I'll give these out because I don't like them. But then I'll get desperate and I'll just put my teeth up against the little, cardboard, whatever that thing is, that stick. Yeah. And then I have like a little nice caramel chocolate.
By the way, you can go on Facebook and see that picture. These are the half-eaten Twix bars, right? And here's the cool part. If you go to Jamie's house for Halloween, that's what you get in your bag. She gives you those leftovers. That's what she passes out at her house. So enjoy.
Right?
Yeah. They're authentic. You can check them for DNA if you want.
All right.
I mean, they got her. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do with those? You just toss them?
You throw them away. Yeah. What else am I going to do with them?
That's a nasty pile. You know, if you look at that, it can look like something else.
Oh, yeah.
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 You're right.
Oh, terrible.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. We gotta go. Gotta go. You know, I wonder, I was telling you off air, Jamie, some of these emails, because you're reading me some of the emails that you've gotten or texts that you've gotten from maybe somebody that it was intended for somebody else, but you got it.
They think my name is Clarence.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
My name is not Clarence.
It's weird to me. I've always said that I get somebody else's, other people's emails all the time in my Gmail account, okay? How can it be that secure if I'm getting their emails? It makes no sense to me. It can't be that secure. And when I go look at the address, it doesn't even match mine, but I still get it. So it can't be that secure. But what I really don't get is, how do these people ever get the message that's sent to me? How do I pass that word on to them?
Yeah, because I don't know how to get a hold of Clarence.
No, exactly. I've got Barbara down there in Atlanta. There's a big family reunion coming up, and I can't let her know. I've been invited.
Yeah.
Through her email. Well, but I don't get it.
I guess J.D. Vance is really pissed off. He just told me.
Oh,
he told Clarence.
He's pissed at you?
No, J.D. Vance.
Oh, he told Clarence.
Told Clarence, and he used, I'm really upset about you being called garbage, Clarence. In fact, I'm really pissed off.
Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know how to let Clarence know that J.D. Vance is pissed off.
Yeah. And that's important. No, I mean, think about it. Clarence ought to know that J.D. Vance, a guy running for vice president of the United States, is pissed off because he's garbage.
Yeah. Yep.
That's just not fair.
You're going to, like, hate me for this. What? I couldn't remember which one J.D. Vance is for.
I feel like a lot of people do that. A lot of people that I talk to can't remember if Tim Walz is with Trump or if J.D. Vance is with Kamala.
Really?
I honestly had that just happen.
Wow.
I was like, wait, is Clarence a Democrat or a Republican? And I, like, and I Googled J.D. Vance. I'm like, oh, Clarence is a Republican.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't vote.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
remember, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not voting for. I'm not voting for a president. All I'm going to vote for, because I let you guys all handle that, and I just don't want to get involved in that. But what I am voting for are those mountain lions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to take them down.
All right, you stick to that. That's fine with me.
And then that Cabrera or whatever her name is, she likes like fentanyl or something, and so I'm not going to vote for her either. Something like that. And then there was one other one that something, I can't remember, but I need to start taking notes on the commercials.
In fact, I got to tell you that if you're one of those people that Spadil says he feels like this is out there, that you don't know who's who when it comes to J.D. Vance or Tim Walz, it suggests you don't vote.
Probably. Yeah, that worries me a little bit.
Yeah, it worries me too.
No, I have certain things I am voting for.
You do?
Yeah, of course. I just told you.
Yeah, lions.
Lions yeah. And
bears and tigers.
And women that are pushing fentanyl or whatever yeah. that thing is. Whatever. I don't know what she's doing. I don't even know.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.